From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, June the 2nd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Katie Kosajanski is reporting in the Register-Star that the Hudson Common Council voted unanimously on Monday, June the 1st, to support the Good Green Group's application as a licensed medical marijuana producer and dispenser. The group is looking to operate a manufacturing facility in the Riverfront Industrial Park, located at 99 South 3rd Street. Good Green's president and CEO, Steve Steenick, told the council the factory would provide a minimum of 70 jobs with the potential for more. He said three hedge funds have committed a combined $100 million to the project. Steenick estimated it would cost $10 to $20 million to build the factory. Potential dispensers would be located in Rochester, Albany, Manhattan, and Long Island. According to the State Department of Health, the application deadline is June the 5th. Licenses will be awarded to five medical marijuana producers statewide sometime this summer. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that Cairo Town Supervisor Ted Banta announced on Monday, June the 1st, the State Department of Environmental Conservation has awarded the town a $75,000 Smart Growth Implementation Grant. The announcement was made at a meeting of the town board. Banta said the funds will be used to install a new sidewalk on the north side of Main Street, beginning at the Cairo Durham Elementary School and ending at the Cumberland Farms. The plan will incorporate bicycle paths along the road as well. Banta said, and I quote, "We are so excited to be one of the recipients of a grant like this. It's a project that has needed to be done for a long time," end quote. He also said the time frame for the sidewalk project is uncertain at this time. The grants are awarded to Catskill communities for projects that will aid in economic development and improve community life. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Josefa Velasquez is reporting in the Capitol, New York, that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's proposal to house minors in the criminal justice system in new facilities separate from the adult population is hitting a roadblock in the state assembly. During a visit to the Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie last week, Cuomo pitched his proposal to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 18, which included a hybrid facility for youth. Following that speech, State Majority Leader John Flanagan hinted at splitting the proposal and acting on the governor's hybrid facility. Assemblymember and Corrections Committee Chair Danny O'Donnell said that if the governor and the state take up the housing plan but not the proposal to raise the age of criminal responsibility, they would be missing the point. New York, along with North Carolina, are the only remaining states that try 16- and 17-year-olds as adults. With 9 legislative days left, it is unclear if the issue will be resolved before the end of the session. You can read that full story at Capital New York. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that the town of Durham has a new animal control law. The law passed by the town board on May 5th makes owners responsible for property damage, pets running at large or roaming, and general nuisance behavior. The law also raised the fee and consequences for excessive violations of these restrictions. A pet owner would be liable for a fine of $100 for the first offense or up to 15 days in jail, according to the law. For each offense thereafter, the owner would be fined up to $250 and face 15 days in jail. John Van Tassel, Durham's new animal control officer, said the main purpose of the law was to protect the health, safety, and well-being of the town residents. Van Tassel previously served as dog control officer. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Finally, Bill Mahoney is reporting at Capitol, New York. An activist group is debuting a new website meant to allow the public to track campaign contributions made by limited liability companies. The Hedge Clippers site contains a fully searchable database, making it possible for users to browse or download information on the donations candidates have received from these companies. The site also lets users add identifying information about specific contributors, with the idea of creating a unique crowdsourced database. While the LLC loophole has been criticized by good government advocates and editorial boards for years, it has come under increased scrutiny this year. Last week, Senator Brad Holman referred to LLC money as, and I quote, "the legal corruption that has infected this chamber like a cancer," end quote. The Hedge Clippers are backed by the Strong Economy for All Coalition, which is supported by the New York State United Teachers 1199, SEIU, and the Communications Workers of America. Several of these unions are also major political donors. You can read that full story at Capitol New York. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a chance of showers for today, mainly before 3 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 71 degrees. Chance of precipitation for today is 50%. For Tuesday night, patchy fog after 11 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 46. Forecast for the next 3 days? Well, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 69 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. On Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 78. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 55. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:25 p.m. The length of the day is 15 hours, the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the second day of June 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.